She could barely breathe. The pressure was so great. She felt like something was wrapped around her chest and tightening, trying to crush her like an empty can.
"Witness my victory," the boy proclaimed.
She felt her body lowered to the ground, knees folded into a kneeling position.
"All will bow before me."
"You are a coward," another voice interrupted from behind the demon. The boy froze, hand still hovering in the air, and spun slowly to see who had spoken. Abigail saw Hatim step out from behind a pile of broken machinery 30 meters away.
"You hide within that body because you are pathetic and malformed," Hatim said.
"I am neither weak nor afraid, mortal."
"And yet here you are, cowering within the body of a child. This is not your world. You spread anger and strife and do not belong."
Abigail heard a rattling as the demon telepathically threw a large metal crate through the air. Hatim didn't even flinch as it approached, and it missed him by only inches.
"You cannot harm me," Hatim said, "for you are nothing against the greater design."